continue to promote the reunification of the motherland. The reunification of the motherland is the common aspiration of the Chinese people. The great revolutionary forerunner of the Chinese nation, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, once said, "Reunification is the hope of entire nationals in China. If reunification can be achieved, the people of the whole country will enjoy a happy life. If it cannot be achieved, the people will suffer." The Chinese nation has experienced many vicissitudes and hardships. To accomplish the unification of the motherland and bring about its all-round rejuvenation, all Chinese should unite and hold high the great banner of patriotism, uphold reunification, oppose secession, spare no effort to promote the expansion of relations between the two sides, and facilitate the accomplishment of the reunification of the motherland. 8 propositions on the promotion of the peaceful reunification of the motherland. 1. Adherence to the principle of One China is the basis and premise for peaceful reunification. China's sovereignty and territory must never be allowed to suffer split. We must firmly oppose any words or actions aimed at creating an independent Taiwan, and the propositions split the country and rule under separate regimes, 2 Chinas over a certain period of time, etc., which are in contravention with the principle of One China. 2. We do not challenge the development of non-governmental economic and cultural ties by Taiwan with other countries. Under the principle of One China, and in accordance with the charters of the relevant international organizations, Taiwan has become a member of the Asian Development Bank, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, and other international economic organizations in the name of Taipei China, or Chinese Taipei. However, we oppose Taiwan's activities in expanding its living space internationally, which are aimed at creating 2 Chinas, or One China, One Taiwan. All patriotic compatriots in Taiwan and other people of insight understand that instead of solving the problems, such activities can only help the forces working for the independence of Taiwan and undermine the process of peaceful reunification more unscrupulously. Only after the peaceful reunification is accomplished can the Taiwan compatriots and other Chinese people of all ethnic groups truly and fully share the dignity and honor attained by our great motherland internationally. 3. It has been our consistent stand to hold negotiations with the Taiwan authorities on the peaceful reunification of the motherland. Representatives from the various political parties and mass organizations on both sides of the Taiwan Straits can be invited to participate in such talks. I said in my report at the 14th National Congress of the Communist Party of China, held in October 1992, on the premise that there is only one China, we are prepared to talk with the Taiwan authorities about any matter, including the form that official negotiations should take, a form that would be acceptable to both sides. By "on the premises that there is only one China, we are prepared to talk with the Taiwan authorities about any matter," we mean naturally that all matters of concern to the Taiwan authorities are included. We have proposed time and again that negotiations should be held unofficially ending the state of hostility between the two sides and accomplishing peaceful reunification step by step. 4. We should strive for the peaceful reunification of the motherland, since Chinese should not fight fellow Chinese. Our not undertaking to give up the use of force is not directed against our compatriots in Taiwan, but against the schemes of foreign forces to interfere with China's reunification and to bring about the independence of Taiwan. We are fully confident that our compatriots in Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Macau, and those residing overseas, would understand our principled position. 5. In face of the development of the world economy in the 21st century, great effort should be made to expand the economic exchanges and cooperation between the two sides of the Taiwan Straits, so as to achieve prosperity on both sides to the benefit of the entire Chinese nation. We hold that political differences should not affect or interfere with the economic cooperation between the two sides. We shall continue to implement over a long period of time the policy of encouraging industrialists and businessmen from Taiwan to invest in the mainland and enforce the law of the People's Republic of China for protecting the investment of the compatriots of Taiwan. Whatever the circumstances may be, we shall safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of industrialists and businessmen from Taiwan. We should continue to expand contacts and exchanges between our compatriots on both sides so as to increase mutual understanding and trust. Since the direct links for postal, air, and shipping services and trade between the two sides are the objective requirements for the economic development and contacts in various fields, and since they are in the interests of the people of both sides, it is absolutely necessary to adopt practical measures to speed up the establishment of such direct links. 6. The splendid culture of 5,000 years created by the sons and daughters of all ethnic groups of China has become ties keeping the entire Chinese people close at heart and constitutes an important basis for the peaceful reunification of the motherland. People on both sides of the Taiwan Straits should inherit and carry forward the fine traditions of the Chinese culture. 7. The 21 million compatriots in Taiwan, whether born there or in other provinces, are all Chinese and our own flesh and blood. We should fully respect their lifestyle and their wish to be the masters of our country and protect all their legitimate rights and interests. The relevant departments of our party and the government, including the agencies stationed abroad, should strengthen close ties with compatriots from Taiwan, listen to their views and demands, be concerned with and take into account their interests, and make every effort to help them solve their problems. We hope that Taiwan Island enjoys social stability, economic growth, and affluence. We also hope that all political parties in Taiwan will adopt a sensible, forward-looking, and constructive attitude and promote the expansion of relations between the two sides. 8. Leaders of the Taiwan authorities are welcome to pay visits in appropriate capacities. We are also ready to accept invitations from the Taiwan side to visit Taiwan. We can discuss state affairs or exchange ideas on certain questions first. Even a simple visit to the other side will be useful. The affairs of Chinese people should be handled by ourselves, something that does not take an international occasion to accomplish. Separate across the straits, our people eagerly look forward to meeting each other. They should be able to exchange visits instead of being kept from seeing each other all their lives.